I'm gonna be doing the intro again, then we're gonna be just going and continuing on. Hey everyone, welcome back to Rupees Over Ramen, the show where we talk about animation, creativity, the creative process, and tons of other nerdy stuff. We are here with my friend Kyle. He is a photographer and a fan of Gravity Falls and adventuring, and he's a super cool guy. So thank you again, Kyle, for coming on. And if you guys haven't listened to the first episode, go and check it out. It was just kind of a quick intro into this. Now we're going to be diving a little bit deeper into these stories, looking at these stories in the viewpoint of someone who's an artist and someone who's Kyle, who's a photographer, and both of us who love adventures and camping and just kind of going outdoors and being outside. We started the first one talking about Over the Garden Wall. Now we'd be talking about, I mean, Gravity Falls. Now we'd be talking about Over the Garden Wall. Kyle's like, what are you talking about?
It's like we already did that.
This is just kind of a headcanon for me, I guess. But both of these stories are very similar in a lot of ways to me. They both capture kind of that same like feeling of family and going through this weird, paranormal, interesting world, especially Over the Garden Wall. It was created by Patrick McHale, and he actually ended up working on that Pinocchio movie that was made with Guillermo del Toro. I don't know if you saw that. It was like 1 year all these Pinocchio movies came out. And one of them, Pinocchio, is like this, like, it's not the, I like to go on an event. I can't even do it.
Not that one.
No. It's he kind of looks like wood. Like, Pinocchio literally looks like he's kind of like a tree. Like,
yeah.
Like an ent or Groot or something. I don't know. But it looks really cool. I haven't seen it. It's stop motion, which I think is super cool. But with the story and characters of these worlds, I think the really cool thing, and it kind of goes back to a quote from Alex Hirsch that I've shared a couple of times, but it really connects to both of these stories. It's stay curious, stay weird, stay kind, and don't let anyone ever tell you you aren't smart or brave or worthy enough. And I think that's really cool because that connects a lot with Dipper and Mabel and with Wirt and Greg. And they're like, I think they're half brothers, right?
They're stepbrothers.
Or stepbrothers. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a really interesting series because it's like a mini series almost.
Yeah.
Kyle would be talking about it and I'm like, we got to see this sometime. We got to watch this together as like an apartment. And he said it was like, is it like 2 hours or something runtime in total or like an hour and a half? Or
yeah, something like that. It's a length of a movie.
It's basically like the length of a movie. Yeah. So I was like, dang, we got to watch this. And luckily we got around to watching it and I was blown away. I was also kind of confused a lot at some point. Especially with the like pumpkin people, I was like, yeah. Well, what is going on? Is this gonna be like super dark? And then it wasn't, and it was like, but then there are things that are super dark. Like there's like this old lady and I don't know if she has a name, but she looks super creepy. And Wirt and Greg go there. There's like this young girl around like Wirt's age.
You're thinking of Auntie Whispers.
Yeah. Auntie Whispers. And she's super creepy. And you're like, and there's rumors and stuff in this episode about people disappearing. You think it's her the whole time. And then there's kind of this twist ending where, or like near the end where Wirt's in there with this girl that's around his age. And she turns out to be the monster. And it's like, oh snap, like you weren't expecting it. And it comes out of nowhere, out of left field, and just kind of hits you in the face. And it's like, dang.
Yeah, and they do it in such a good job because it seems like they're running away from Auntie Whispers because she keeps talking about like them being devoured and they think it's by her. And then when they're in the dark closet and then all of a sudden this little girl ends up erupting into, you know, yeah, this crazy monster. And then, yeah, it's this crazy when it hits you, you're like, oh, wow, no, she eats the people, whoever.
Yeah, it's definitely wow. Like a very, it's perfect for Halloween. It has a lot of like those Halloween themes and stuff. And I think it's a really cool thing to watch around Halloween. And I was super amazed that they got Elijah Wood to voice Wirt, which is really cool because he played Frodo in Lord of the Rings. I don't know, he did a really good job. And Greg's character was super cool. He has like this, well, if you guys haven't seen it, it's like this little boy, he has like overalls and like a little teapot on his head. And the whole time it started out and they were like costumes for Halloween, which at first I was like, why are they dressed like that if they're from the modern world? And it would show you like parts of the modern world. I'm like, what? And you finally figure out that they were dressed like that for Halloween. But throughout the whole series, you're like, why does he have a teapot on his head? Like it's charming and like it's cool, but like what is going on? And there's that moment where he's how does it come up? Do you remember?
So it Yeah, it's during one of the backflashes when they're in the modern world, because they're in this weird supernatural world for most of the show. But when they're in the modern world, where Craig is there with his brother Wart, right? And somebody asks him why he's dressed like that, and he's like, "Oh, I'm an elephant." And there's like, that's the big reveal, like, oh wait, that's why he has a keep.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, I just smiled. I was just like, he's an elephant. It makes so much sense now. I love Greg. Ain't that just the way?
I quote him. He's probably the most quoted person in my life, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. That's super cool. And there's that frog that can, I think he ends up talking or singing at some point, something like that.
Yeah, which the frog ends up having a variety of names throughout the show. That's the big thing. Greg, he keeps naming him all these crazy names.
That's super cool. And there's the woodsman, which throughout the you're trying to figure out kind of if he's a villain or like what his whole story is. But he's voiced by Christopher Lloyd, which I think is super cool. He was in The Pagemaster as the Pagemaster and the Librarian. And he was in, what's it called? Back to the Future. He was in Back to the Future as Doc something.
Doc Ock, right?
Doc Ock, yeah.
Just kidding, wrong series.
Yeah, yeah, wrong series. And he voiced Hacker, if anyone's ever seen Cyber Chase. It was like on PBS Kids or something. He's a super talented voice actor. And one of the things that disturbed me, if you guys have seen it, is the Highwayman. They tried a lot of really interesting things with the animation in the show. And with the Highwayman, it's like this weird, like rubber hosey old animation thing where it just kind of like his body moves in like the most interesting ways. He kind of gets bigger and smaller.
It's almost fluid. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost fluid. Almost too fluid. It's like you're looking at it and you're like, something is wrong. Something is very wrong. And I don't know what, but this is not okay. But the music, talking a little bit about the music of Over the Garden Wall, it's so amazing. Like the intro and also the music of Gravity Falls, like the intro is so good. They had, I can't remember the name of the animator, but they had an animator that's been doing animation for a really long time animate like that opening theme song. So it looked like super nice and fluid and stuff. Not fluid like the Highwayman, like fluid in a good way.
Flowy.
Yeah, flowy. And Over the Garden Wall has a really cool music and soundtrack. There's that one song, I don't remember what it's called off the top of my head. Dang, I need to like look this up.
Yeah, look it up. And then pretend like you remember.
Oh yeah, I remembered. Oh, I guess it's called Into the Unknown. Interesting. It's the song that's like, is it gonna give me the lyrics, please? Yeah, anyway. Into the Unknown, that's the name of the song. And then there's some other weird songs like Potatoes and Molasses. It's just it's so weird. It's like this very charming story, but there's all these like, it's Halloween themed kind of. So they've gone over the garden wall, so to speak. And you see that they're running away and they're like in a cemetery and they go over the garden wall. They're kind of transported to this world that's very different than the world that we live in and everything. It's kind of Tim Burton-ish, but then it's also super charming at points in time. There's like this one story. There's this guy who lives in this giant house. He keeps seeing like this ghost of this woman and like it's scaring him and stuff. They end up finding out that it's two people who both have giant houses who kept building their houses, and their houses were kind of built together. So they've been seeing each other. So it's like, it's really cool. It's a really cool story.
Yeah, no, and something that I love about the artwork in particular about Over the Garden Wall, and I wish I knew better, but there are these kind of really old Victorian kind of pieces of artwork that Over the Garden Wall is based off of, or at least a lot of the images and the kind of environment that it's created around are these kind of old pieces of artwork, such as there's a really old piece of artwork that it has some turkeys pulling a kind of a carriage or a cart, and you see that in the show with incorporated in there.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the art style is it's very different from a lot of things, especially it's very different from Gravity Falls, and I think it's really its own thing. And like, if you guys haven't seen it, like I totally highly recommend it. One of the things that all of these center around is adventuring and kind of going into the unknown, like that song is called. I think that's something that I've tried to do more, especially as I've gotten older, I feel like as kids, it's really easy for us to use our imagination and to like make believe and to have fun and stuff. And as you get older and have to like go to college and get a job and stuff, it can become really easy to lose sight of like the magic in life. And I think it's really cool how Gravity Falls and Over the Garden Wall both give you that new perspective into life and really help you to see things a lot more, I don't know if clearly is the right word, but you start to get this new perspective that's more childlike and like full of wonder, and that there's these amazing things out there. Like with Dipper Pines, he sees all this paranormal stuff going on, but a lot of people are telling him like it's not real, like it doesn't exist. And then there's this crazy arc where you find out that there's like this society that erases people's memories so that no one that has seen those things remembers them, really, except for like Dipper and Mabel. And Wendy's character, we haven't talked about her at all, but she's super cool. She comes from like this family of like, I'm wearing my flannel. She comes from this like family of like these super burly like lumberjack dudes. And she's super strong, capable herself. Like she's a super smart and just like, I don't know, like amazing character. She does a lot of awesome stuff. She's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's pretty gnarly.
And it's interesting because throughout this, there's kind of like Dipper likes Wendy, and then there's also Pacifica. There's some people that are very passionate about it, but I think it just goes to show how well made these characters were and how people are really able to connect with them and connect with them on a deeper level. Thank you guys so much for coming along on this journey, and we'll see you guys next time. Peace.